This is a Fox News alert. It's required. Again, I'm Lisa Lucera. The Federal Appeals Court reinstates President Biden's executive order requiring federal employees to be vaccinated against COVID.
Judges of the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans voted 2-1 to allow the order to be enforced once again. It overturns a Texas district judge's injunction issued in January. The mandate did allow for exceptions on medical or religious grounds. Still, some federal employees fought it, saying the mandate exceeded Oval Office authority. The appeals court ruled that the district judge acted outside his jurisdiction. They have directed that the case be dismissed. It is expected that an appeal of the Fifth Circuit decision will be taken to the U.S. Supreme Court. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
By a vote of 53-47, the Senate has voted to confirm Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court.
This has been a long, hard road as we try to get to greater equality, less bigotry in America. And there is often steps backward. But when you have a day like this, it inspires you to keep moving forward.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, Republican Leader Mitch McConnell on his party's hesitations during the nomination process.
She wouldn't join Justice Ginsburg and Justice Breyer in denouncing court packing, which is simply an attack on the institution of the court she's now going to be joining. Bad decision.
On Fox's special report with Brett Baer, still three Republicans did side with Democrats in voting to confirm. A man suspected of concealing the deaths of his mother and sister nearly a year after their bodies were found buried in the backyard of their suburban Chicago house has been arrested. 45-year-old Michael Lelko is expected to face felony counts of concealment of a death. Police say a federal investigation is ongoing. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The FDA is considering whether Americans will need to get specific COVID boosters.
An FDA advisory panel supports efforts to develop variant-specific COVID vaccines. At the virtual meeting, Dr. Doran Fink said there are still unknowns to address, such as the timing of future boosters and who should get them.
Despite this unpredictability, we need to plan for the future.
FDA officials hope to decide by June whether to order changes to existing vaccines to combat future variants. In Atlanta, Jonathan Seri, Fox News.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is asking a court to recognize a right to abortion under the state constitution. The Democratic governor is also seeking to overturn a 176-year-old abortion ban in the state that may take effect if the landmark Roe versus Wade ruling is vacated. The lawsuit filed against prosecutors in 13 counties with an abortion clinic comes as the Supreme Court considers allowing states to ban abortion much earlier in pregnancy. The number of pedestrians hit and killed by cars went up last year.
It was more dangerous for pedestrians last year than the year before, according to a nonprofit safety group. The report from the Governor's Highway Safety Association found the number of people on foot who were killed in motor vehicle crashes surged 17% in the first half of 2021 to 3,441 people, part of a rising trend. Even in 2020, pedestrian deaths remained elevated, despite a sharp drop in driving at the beginning of the pandemic. The group linking the increase to reckless drivers, outdated infrastructure, and fewer officers patrolling the roads. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
The Labor Department says jobless claims fell by 5,000 to 166,000 for the week ending April 2nd. As layoffs remained at historically low levels, the previous week's number was revised down by 31,000 claims. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.